702.
Let's walk the talk.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Midday Report on 702 and Cape Talk with me, Mandy Wiener. I know we've been talking about it for like the last 24 hours, but how weird is this Edenvale Tiger story? It is so bizarre. I've had so many tip-offs and emails from people telling me what the real story is and lots of allegations against the security company in Edenvale. I suppose the question now is, was there ever a tiger? And where is government on this? Why is government not talking about this? So we haven't heard from the police. We haven't heard from the Department of Environmental Affairs. The SPCA is saying, well, we've got no evidence this tiger was captured. And the security company is now not talking anymore. It's so weird. There are so many questions about this. And the consequences are really extreme. So clarity would be good. And then just before we came on air, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but Eskom putting out a statement saying stage 5 load shedding will be implemented from now, 12 o'clock this afternoon, until 9 o'clock tonight. Thereafter, we're back, babe. Stage 6 load shedding will be implemented until 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a listen to what Sikonathi Mantshantsha is saying.
Stage 5 load shedding will be implemented from 12 o'clock this afternoon until 9 p.m. tonight. Thereafter, stage 6 load shedding will be implemented until 5 o'clock on Wednesday morning. Stage 5 load shedding will then be implemented continuously from 5 o'clock on Wednesday morning until further notice. Eskom will publish a further update as soon as any significant changes occur. During the last 24 hours, 6 generating units have suffered breakdowns, of which a unit each at Duva and Henrina have not yet returned to service. In addition, a unit each at Matla and Arnott have been returned to service. There has been a delay in returning a unit each at Duva, Kendall, Rotfly and Krill power stations. Plant maintenance is currently 4,700 megawatts, while breakdowns currently amount to 18,000 megawatts. Eskom requests members of the public to continue assisting by reducing the usage of electricity.
Okay, so that's what Sikonathi Mantshantsha is telling us. We're in stage 5 and then we're going to stage 6 tonight. That's the status of load shedding. Now, the president was speaking yesterday at the close of the ANC's NEC Lekgotla, and he spoke about the potential of a national state of disaster. That is being discussed today at the cabinet meeting, but imposing a national state of disaster, similar to what we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic, could be something that is introduced. That's what Ramaphosa was saying. And I think we really need to grapple with what this means for us, because a state of disaster allows government to access more financial resources more comprehensively in a shorter time frame. So that helps us to cushion a national emergency. But does this now mean a ban on garage pies and roast chicken and capri pants and open-toed shoes and tobacco bans and government being able to do draconian things that no one is actually comfortable with? We were in an extended period of a national state of disaster during COVID. So we're going to try and unpack this a bit further. Fikile Mbalula, the Secretary General of the ANC, has just finished a very long press conference. He's been reporting back on the ANC NEC meeting. Have a listen to what he's been saying about Eskom and Pravin Gordhan.
Presenting to the Lekgotla, Comrade Pravin Gordhan, who is also the Minister for Public Enterprises, said an additional 46,000 megawatts was required to be added to the 26 megawatts current capacity. In trying to build and maintain capacity, key concerns remain the vandalism which has posed a risk, further compounded by the fact that 6 power stations are not in operation.
So that's what he was saying about Eskom and about Pravin Gordhan. He also spoke about the Democratic Alliance. He spoke about the marches that have taken place, saying that calls for a shutdown are not helpful and leaders must act responsibly. He's also taken a swipe at the DA for its municipalities that it's running.
But Pretoria, Tswana, has come down to something you can't define. And who's in charge there? Is the DA and Freedom Front. Where did they deliver in Tswana? in the constituencies. The townships are gone since Uka was mayor. Wi-Fi is gone. So their coalition there, led by the DA, has collapsed. The mayorship, look at potholes in Johannesburg. I've never seen so many potholes in this city. You blame it on Department of Transport, when the problem is the problem of the metal, which is led by the DA. We used to have an agency here that closes potholes. There were no potholes in Joburg. With all the sins we have had, we, as the ANC, when we governed, we never had potholes in Joburg. I'm called by a friend of mine. He got into a puncture in Joburg. He says, he then swear at me. He said, fix the potholes. Did he gumpo? The person who's not fixing the potholes here in Johannesburg. Tell her that they must invest in JRA. They must close potholes.
So that's the transport minister telling us that there were never potholes in Joburg when the ANC was in power in Joburg. And it's only because the DA was in power that there are now potholes. And you shouldn't blame the transport department for this. That's what Vukile Mbulule is saying, taking a swipe at the DA. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter watching that briefing. Babalo, good afternoon to you. Firstly, let's start with the state of disaster. What has Vukile Mbulule been saying about that?
Yes, the electricity crisis obviously dominating the Mandy, saying that the reprioritization of, you know, the national budget under consideration and as part of this national state of disaster, which must now go to the government Lehota, where, you know, Kotong, one of the finance minister's input will be a central one. You know, the declaration of a national state of disaster is still on the table, as the president also signaled yesterday, which will help in expediting things like procurement and infrastructure development, you know, and circumventing certain regulations that are in place without a disaster and, you know, pulling in more resources. So he's really mentioning that this is really a matter that's under consideration. It was discussed with opposition parties, with other members of society, as well as energy experts. And it is a matter that's, you know, I think it's only a matter of time, or maybe after that government, where we might, you know, get a clear idea of when this national state of disaster will be implemented.
He's also been speaking, as you heard in that audio, about the Democratic Alliance, taking a swipe at them for organizing the protest march, which went to close to Luthuli House, also on how they have been governing. Fikile Mbalula really seems to have hit his straps. He's in his element as SG of the ANC, isn't he?
He is indeed in his element as SG, making it quite clear, you know, that coalitions, as you played in the earlier clip, that, you know, coalitions are struggling to function and they're not working at all, saying that, you know, they need to be better managed, and to advance this, there will be, you know, having a discussion or documents or discussions within the ANC on how to newly adopt, how to make sure that coalition governments function properly. He says that ANC, for example, will never work with right-wing, you know, organizations, to quote him, in coalition governments. He says they might work with independents, but they will not be working with these right-wing organizations, and signaling the DA and the Freedom Front Plus, and also signaling out Tshwane, you know, the city of Tshwane, where he says, you know, it's deteriorating, even though it's not under the management of the ANC. So he's saying, he was maybe even joking there earlier on, maybe saying that, you know, he should be marching to Pretoria himself, you know, to express his frustrations with the lack of service delivery in these coalition-led metros.
Babalo, thank you. Babalo Ndenze, EWN reporter, wrapping up that press conference from Fikile Mbalula, the ANC Secretary General, calling on the public to support its call for that declaration of a state of disaster.